Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We're going to welcome in Joe Rose live from Buffalo. I'm Hollywood. Dono is with us here this morning. Joe, good morning. Welcome aboard here. And how are things in Buffalo so far?
Well, first of all, the weather's great. And it was beautiful night last night. Fantastic dinner with my guys. It was, it always is a nice start to whatever's going to happen. It's a nice start. But I got to tell you, man, coming in with that song, you reminded me of 1980. My rookie year, polyester brown pants, the buttons down cut because I was in pretty good shape and I was lifting a lot of weights. I had it down. I was walking down the street and I felt like John Travolta on that Bee Gees song. I felt a little bit like him, you know? Problem is, none of the ladies felt that way at the time, but it was in my own mind. It was.
Well, Marcos is coming on the show this morning. Thank Marcos for the music.
Sorry.
No, Marcos is was playing that for you there, Joe. So thank him for that. We got a game to play tonight, man. And you can imagine, Joe, there's been a lot of what do we want to call it? Mixed opinions on how this thing will go and should go. Tonight, Joe, you flew up with the team. So if you can kind of peel back the curtain just a little bit, what is the mindset? How are these guys treating this? Are we ready to go? Were we moping? What was it like flying up to Buffalo with this group of guys?
So it's funny because not only on the plane, but you know, in the hotel last night, and this is a trip with just, we have the whole hotel. It's a smaller hotel. We're outside of town. And it was, look, man, I sat down out there and a little mixture of everybody, and it's just their place, so everybody can walk freely. It's not your normal hotel where you're mixing it up with guests outside of football. And I was curious about that myself. You know, I was just kind of looking, and I got to tell you, man, it's all business. It was all business, and guys were doing a lot of talking. There wasn't hello when somebody walked by you. So it was good. I mean, that's what you should be. This is what you should be. They see and hear. Listen, Woody, you and I talk about this all the time. They see and hear everything. And they're also more than anybody else aware of what just happened in those first two games. They know they should have won the first game. They know they should have never been that bad in the second game. They know they should have never been that bad in the first game. So, you know, they got to lay it out. They know what everybody thinks is going to happen tonight. I mean, you know, we're sitting here. They know. They know the spread of the game. Yeah, I mean, it's in their face. Every time you turn around, they see that number 12.5, you know, 11.5, 12.5 number. So it's just short week. This real simple for me, and I'm guilty of this too, Woody. So I always want to change the plan. We need to do this more. We need to do that. Listen, the reality of this is we got a track meet of a team. Our team's built on speed. Whether you like it or not, We go, we got to run, and I'm guilty. We got to run between the tackles and pound everybody. We play like they do us. And then I go, you know what? We got two of the fastest players in football. Arguably, they would finish one and two if we were to get them in track shape because of their times, Tyreek Hill and Achan. And the third guy is Waddle, who's just behind them. This team is built on explosive plays, and they're, you know, it hasn't changed. I know we say it's changed from year one when Mike had them and we were putting up stupid numbers, but that's how you're still built. And we got a tease of it last week, enough to win the game. You didn't win the game, but you had those three guys. But we need more out of it, and it's got to be about those three guys. It just does. And look, you get a little Malik Washington in there like he did, is great. But it's about the big three, and Tua's got to get the big three the ball. And Mike's got to find plays to create to get those three guys the ball.
Well, Joe, and I agree with you on the offense and what the identity should be tonight, but I have my concerns about that Dolphins defense as well. How do you see them matching up against Josh Allen and company tonight? What are your biggest concerns?
Well, the biggest concern is this is one of the three or four best offensive lines. You could put them at one and you wouldn't be wrong. I think right now they rank as the top pass protection offensive line, but they're also number two running the ball right now. By the way, they line up the same five guys every year. Now, they had to play with the sixth guy. I guess one guy got hurt one game last year, so they had to play with the sixth guy. They line up the same seven or eight guys, and you know they use an extra offensive lineman a lot, six offensive linemen. They do it as much as anybody in football on short yardage situations. But they got seven guys in there, same guy's going to line up, and that's where the team starts, behind one of the best quarterbacks in football. So that is a big concern, and I'm dying to see the adjustments. So they can't run the way they ran. And listen, the Dolphins had it thrown in their face when they watched that Jets game last week. They ran for 224 yards against the Jets. They just came out, and, you know, everybody thought Josh Allen barely had to throw the football last week. He just handed the ball, and he ran himself. Broke his nose. He ran so much. His face is swollen. But they pound the ball. That's their identity right now. They are going to try to pound the ball. It's perfect night here. It's great weather. It's the best weather I can ever remember up here. It's going to be in the 60s tonight and clear. And they got a bunch of receivers that he trusts. Not that they're going to run like our guys for a bunch of 60-yard plays, but they've got plays they like to get four or five guys, and they treat them all equally, both tight ends. And they've got four wide receivers that they rotate in there that they trust in all of them. I know everybody calls them middle-class wide receivers, but consider the money and the where it's been spent. They gave their two offensive tackles new contracts. Dawkins is considered to be one of the best left tackles in football. And, of course, you got to pay the big fella, number 17. You know, he's always going to be one of the highest-paid guys.
So then, Joe, is the game plan defensively for the Dolphins, do you sell out to stop the run and say, let's let those middle-class receivers beat us? Like, is that what the game plan is tonight? Because the fear would then be, as you're so shorthanded in the secondary, you know, do you get carved up out there by Josh Allen? That would be, I guess, the concern, right? But you do have to stop the run. The Dolphins are never going to get the football in this game.
Your point is well taken. I should have finished that with Donald just was talking about that, and it's a great point. So the problem, but you have to stop the run. We have found out the first 2 weeks, second and threes are not good for us when teams are running for 6 and 7 yards on first down. It has been the formula that we saw with the Colts and the Patriots. So you do, and I just think you got to challenge their receivers, and the thought has to be, these guys don't catch a lot of deep balls. They just don't. I just think we got to come up and we got to play tight and we got to get after them, because again, second and three with the Buffalo Bills is, I don't like your chances. I don't like your chances. And I'm talking about huge plays. If you get in a bunch of those tonight, and if we're talking about second and two, second and three, second and four, it's pick your poison for Josh Allen, who, by the way, also is going to take off and He's going to be part of it running the football because that's what he does, although he did break his nose. I don't know if that changes. All my guys said nothing changes for that guy. He thinks he's Larry Zonka. We're all laughing last night at dinner because he is a tough mofo. But, yeah, I think you got to come up and take your chances. Yeah. And you're right. If you play off them and you play loose on this group, there's no reason to play loose. Come up and challenge them. If Josh Allen makes a great throw, and great, but you just can't let them pick you apart underneath like we've seen the first 2 weeks. Where last week the Patriots were very happy to have Stephon Diggs and those guys just run, and their tight ends run short routes. And again, 7 and 8 yards and line it up in short yardage situations. So that's a good point. Both you guys bring up a really good point and a concern for tonight, probably number one.
Well, Joe, I think the only thing that changes for Josh Allen is he's going to wear like a shield or a visor or something on his helmet. I think that was the only change that that they're going to make over there. But I want to go to the other side with Tua.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
But and as you can imagine, we've had a lot of opinions, differing opinions on Tua this morning. Simply put, Joe, what do you need to see from him tonight that would be an improvement on what we've seen through the first two games of the season?
The offensive line is not going to change. You got same right guard and right tackle. Mm-hmm. Yeah, your left guard struggled. Your rookie struggled a little bit. Those problems they're not going away. I'm guessing Mike's going to, you know, when they have time, they're going to have to try to throw it deep. I mean, that's just it's a waste of money if you can't do that. And we did last week. We had some chances and we completed some passes, right? We did some things, whether good passes or bad passes, you know, you get the ball down the field. And I think that's part of the deal now is you get one-on-one situations. Tyreek, one thing about Tyreek Hill, besides he doesn't go up vertical, but his ability to come back and adjust to a football for a speed guy, if not the fastest guy, is pretty amazing. One of the amazing things nobody talks about, we saw it in the Kansas City Chiefs game on the one touchdown they scored. He had to come back. Last week, he had to come about 10 yards back to catch whatever that thing Tua threw down the field was. And so I just... You can't change everything you're doing. I do think they're going to try to run the ball more than they have. They've actually, you know, per carry has been really good. We don't get enough carries. And part of that is, fellas, we're down before you know it, double digit in both these games. I mean, right off the bat, we're down 2 touchdowns because Patriots, you go 3 and out. The Patriots, what do? they score in their first two drives and chewed up the first quarter before you know it. So I think Mike sees that and he goes right back into, let's start throwing it. And so we'll see how his patience is, how close the game is, but I think he'd like to mix it up, but I think we got to run the ball more.
Well, Joe, hopefully we can figure out a recipe here tonight. And I guess we'll leave you on this one. If you had to pick a few things, and outside of the Bills turning the ball over nine times, like what can the Dolphins do in this game tonight to at least keep this thing close? It's an 11.5 point spread. The Dolphins are massive underdogs on the money line.
Yeah.
What can they do to keep this game close? What are some of the keys here this evening?
Our success in past years where we've been close, they kicked the last second field goal in the playoff game. A few years back, Skylar Thompson, starting quarterback, last drive, got a chance. You look back at the history of that game, we had takeaways. Our Dolphin defense has zero takeaways, as in no fumble recoveries and no interceptions. It's got to start. We got to get some takeaways. We don't have any. We got to play clean football. We can't afford, with this offense that they have right now, you can't give Josh Allen a 30-yard field to score on. I mean, they're the number one offense for a reason. And you got to make them earn it. I think field position, these are boring things to hear about, but these are fundamental things that have been around since the start of this game. I just think we got to win a couple of those to even have a chance. I mean, we need like three takeaways tonight. And you're going, Joe, you're talking about three. Hell, they don't have one yet. You got to get after it. And by the way, you got to get off to a fast start. You got to take the, if we get this crowd into this game, it doesn't take much to get this Buffalo Bills crowd. That it's different breed up here now. You're not going to see 5,000 Dolphin fans in this crowd tonight. So you can't. The slow starts, like you're flat or whatever, or what are we doing? You know, the thing that's crazy, you're supposed to have your best plays to start. You know, they're scripted out. You know what you like. They haven't adjusted yet. Kind of just as the game goes on, and these slow starts are just killing us. And so I just think that, by the way, the other thing is their two best defensive players are out. I don't know how much it's going to change, but Matt Milano and Ed Oliver have been really good football players. But to be honest, Ed Oliver didn't play last week and Milano got hurt during the game. It didn't affect him. When you run the football, let's just start with that, because that leads into time of possession. Before you know it, you're talking 17, 18 minutes difference in a game. You're not winning if you go, wow, they just ran it down our throat, 15 plays, 7.5, 8-minute drive. You have a couple of those, and it's a kiss of death. So, hey, probably the number one key you guys hit me with, I was yapping about big plays, and you do have to score offensively off those. And that's where we spend our money. That's the reason I bring it up. You go where the money is, and don't go by me. It's what the Dolphins spend on their quarterback and those two wide receivers. And Achan, hell, Achan might be the best player in the offense right now. So those guys are obviously important. But if you can't stop that run and you let those guys run for close to 200 yards in this game, that number's got to be 100, low hundreds, to keep you around and stay away from the big plays. But that's a good one to start with, fellas, is stop the run. And then we'll see. I'll take my chances on the passing game. But you got to stop that run. And we can't have Josh Allen keeping the ball and running 30 or 40 yards down the field and then sliding before anybody gets to him, you know. I don't want to see any of those tonight.
Joe, curious, it's your last game at that stadium until the Bills move into the new stadium. Have you reconsidered going out into the parking lot tonight and jumping through a table?
No, you know what? My back has been so bad. I'm kidding. You know, it's embarrassing. You got all those young people working at those FM stations, and I like to get up in between and walk a little bit sometimes. And I'm like, I try to fake it, you know, sometimes just because everybody's so young and they're jumping around and stuff. Man, my back has been killing me. There is no chance, even if you gave me 8 beers, when I started feeling, you know, my legs start feeling a little lighter and stuff, I would not do that jump off the car onto one of those tables. But there will be tonight people doing that, especially if Thursday Night Football takes a camera out there, and I'm guessing they will find a couple of those guys that will chug a beer and then drop themselves on one of those tables. God only knows how they don't get hurt.
Well, Joe, get some rest today because you're coming in, I know, tomorrow, and hopefully it'll be a more upbeat show than what the experts have this one looking like here this evening. So thank you for coming on. We'll see you in the morning.
Hey, man, great stuff. And thanks, you guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe.
Enough coffee to be with you guys. All right, you take care.
All right, Joe Rose, kind enough to join us here this morning, live from Buffalo, man. And no, he won't be jumping through a table here this evening, which is probably for the best because his old bones are brittle, man. We can't have him coming in here hurt on a football Friday. But he'll jump off right off the plane and join us tomorrow morning. So certainly looking forward to.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.